Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Sean.
I'm Jeff.
If we say it fast enough, the Discord won't freak out. That's what we're learning this week. We're recording this week. If you've just joined us on a Thursday, that's odd. But if you have, we also have a Discord chat going, and we have live people listening right now and commenting and saying things that are shaping this podcast this entire week.
Okay. But don't go on Discord now while you're listening.
No.
Because we're
You can.
Now.
It won't affect. Hopefully, it won't affect the recording now. God. Yeah. Maybe we're being affected by all the people listening in the future.
Ooh. Oh.
Actually, it's better.
That's possible.
Did someone must have left that was causing all of us to.
I
have
can
problems.
Hear you now.
Everyone stopped listening in the future, and that's why it's better.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a foregone conclusion. That's definitely going to happen. But yeah, today we're talking about minute 44. This minute begins with an even closer look at a newspaper and money, and ends with Stamper being pissed and asking questions and not trusting anyone and just being Stamper. Just being Stamper.
Typical Stamper.
Being a real Stamper.
Stamper
being a
Stamper.
Real Stamper.
Real Stamper.
The real Stamper.
This is how he rolls. Hold on. I'm actually going to watch the minute a little bit so you all may talk for a second.
Grumble. Is that a requirement for the show, was to watch the minute? I'm just guessing what's happening.
I infer based on I convert all my minutes into color palettes, and then I infer from the colors what happened.
Not to poop on anybody's acting, but judging by the two people in this scene and how their acting goes, I assume they were the first 8 or 9 guys all said no.
Well. Yeah, well, I mean, we know that's probably true of Ambrose. Yeah. But Stamper's usually a good actor.
He was great in Moulin Rouge.
That kind of helps tell you that this is not. I don't think it's the actor. I think it's the script,
the material,
and the direction.
Yeah,
that is causing.
Well, you know how that is. If you have a lot of people who oftentimes give really good performances, and for some reason they're all in a movie, and everybody seems real wooden or real weird. Maybe it's not all the performers.
Yeah. I can't quite think of anything. Nothing really comes to mind. I can't really think of any movies where the actors are all fantastic, and yet every time they act on screen, they look like they've never, I don't know, held a pear up in the air and had the force cut through it and then handed over to their girlfriend. I can't think of anything specifically that would cause me to think, oh, you okay? Yeah, any of these scenes, there are a lot of them. And as we talked about when when Sir Anthony Hopkins was on screen, it seems like they're just phoning in the words. Scenes.
Oh yeah.
So
I still feel like there's a lot of all right, Anthony. Here's your lines. All right, read them off once. Okay, yeah, we're good. We got the shot. He's like, I thought we were doing a rehearsal. No, we're done. We got it. We're good. You can go.
I mean, that scene was barely even lit. I don't even think they lit the scene. I think they just turned on 2 ambient lights in the room, the dark room, when he's talking to Ethan, and just moved on from there.
It's almost like John Woo's not really interested in what people are saying and just wants to move on to the next set piece.
I'm amazed. We haven't seen a gun in. Wait, Chris, have we seen a gun yet this entire movie?
No, we haven't seen a gun yet. You're right.
I think the henchman, when she gets off the boat, may have guns.
They do, but
on
they're
them.
Not like shooting them
or pointing them
or flying in the air with them.
So we haven't seen a gun.
Well, and when the doctor injects himself with the Chimera virus, that's kind of a. a virus gun that he uses.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Yes. Yes. A sick gun.
See,
a sicky gun.
I did watch this movie.
Well, what happens at the end, Sean?
I bet they win.
There's a bunch of gunfights and extravagant explosions.
Yeah. I think,
Sean, they fight with those sick guns, with the virus guns. They just run around injecting each other.
That's Minority Report.
It's horrible.
They got those sick sticks. They keep beating each other up with them.
Oh, six sticks.
Six sticks.
Are there cool. There's like death sticks?
No. Unfortunately, yeah, not.
Death stick. You should rethink your life, Jeff. And Stamper is questioning the plan. The plan for 37 million lira? Pounds?
Pounds.
Pounds. Pounds, pet.
Now, his name is actually Stamp, Hugh Stamp, but Ambrose keeps calling him Stamper.
Oh, why not call
Ambrose
him Stamp?
Calls him Stamper.
That's just kind of a pet name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Stamper. Cute.
Old Stampy.
You call him Stampy.
Stampy.
Well, Stampy's not as cool as Stumpy. Stamper.
Stamper. I like the 32 megabyte compact flash card that they have here.
They were able to get like two uncompressed pictures on it.
It's got two pictures on it.
That's why you had to use a magnifying glass. It's not like they could just enhance.
Exactly, right.
Like this would be on an iPad at this point. You just use your hands and just kind of
send via text. Oh, okay, yeah, we're good.
You just pinch. Yeah, we're good. It takes 2 seconds. Get a burner phone, text it to him.
Exactly.
He mailed it to him.
Maybe that's why this movie is so long. It's going on too long because of that.
They put the card in an envelope. Not quite sure why.
It's in an envelope too. The guy can't spring for priority.
or you know, a bike messenger or something.
A bike messenger? He lives on an island. How are you going to get there?
He's on a boat
it's
for
a gondola
second.
Gondola messenger.
We see another boat pull up, and it's just a bike messenger on his bike sitting on the boat.
Exactly.
Waiting to get off. Then he takes his bike off, and then ding, ding, rings, and drives up that little dock, and then hands him the letter, and then ring, ring, goes
well,
right
well,
back
they,
to
they
the
they kept
boat
doing that, but they kept shooting it. The bike messenger at the end of it, and so nobody wanted to come and get the next package because they had to kill him because he knows too much.
And Ambrose comes out. He's like, guys, how many times have I told you I'm expecting a package? Literally, don't shoot the messenger. We still don't know what the message is, who it's from. So this is really, it's really pulling us along with this storyline, isn't it? It's not like, at this point in a movie, in most normal movies, we know the bad guy's motivation, but maybe we don't know their end game. At this point, I still don't really know what their motivation is. I understand there's money, and now I understand they have Bellerophon. They have the cure.
Bellerophon.
They do not have the disease.
Right.
We know that. They know that. Because the doctor is the one who had the actual
Cobra's
disease.
Cobra is the actual cure. Not Bellerophon.
Right.
I feel like they've spent the last 2 minutes like, oh, wait a minute, we're 40 minutes into this, and we really haven't explained a plot to anybody yet. They're like half a step short of one of the guys turning towards camera and be like, here, we're going to catch you up. We're trying to track down this disease. I know we haven't given you any indication of what actually is happening. There's just been a lot of long looks at Tom Cruise's hair. But trust me, there's a plot here.
Trust me, later on we're going to have motorcycles fight and you will forget that there is a plot about biological weapons.
And you'll also forget about the motorcycle tires. I'm sure you guys will bring that up when you're watching it.
Oh, and you're also going to forget about Naya. and what just happened to her.
Just like everybody else did for 15 years until she showed back up and we're like, wait a minute, this chick can really act.
Yeah, she's really good at stuff. Yeah. Oh,
apparently if you give her like a script and something more to do than like lay on a bed, she can really act.
Ah, she's so great. Love her.
So yeah,
sorry, she's not in this scene.
Speaking of laying on a bed, just the the lack of creepiness from yesterday's minute is suddenly back. The creepiness is back as we discover this whole conversation that Sean and Stampy have been having is, you know, through this wide open door is Naya sleeping on the bed on top of the covers. Ugh.
Ugh. Occupado. Occupado. Don't go in there.
Yeah. Ugh. So creepy. Yeah. And Stampy's watching
her again.
Sleep.
Pretty much like what I asked before about something else. Imagine that you're the main bad guy here, and your best friend / henchman just wanders in and looks at your woman sleeping in the bed. Like, yo, boss, bring it back here. What do you think you're doing? Like, if she wakes up, she's going to kill me. Get over here.
Jeff, not many guests have asked me, imagine yourself having just made love to Sean Ambrose. That hasn't come up yet, so I'm... Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm not happy.
I'm sorry.
I'm not happy with.
Do you not have a segment on your show where you go through every character that shows up and imagine yourself having intimate relations with them? I thought that was every show did that.
But you guys get to do that because they're all like all young and vibrant and half naked. Mine, all of our stuff is like, you know, they're older and it was.
We don't want
to
do that about John Voight. Come on, man. Don't make us do that.
Yeah, John Voight. We got John Voight and Sir Anthony Hopkins and, you know, it's awful.
We haven't even gotten to Brendan Gleeson yet. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. We have so much. We have so much in this movie. We have so many accents. This movie is accent.
Now, how do they know she's asleep? She could be kind of faking it, and they're kind of giving away at least.
Oh, she's
part
been
of
faking
plan.
It all night.
She wasn't faking it.
She's exhausted from her command performance. She deserves a medal, like at the end of.
Well,
Star
and
Wars.
Then so he stopped her before she could put the dress on. Which,
but now she's got a nightgown.
Seems
on.
Just rude, like, to give somebody a gift and then like, oh, this is great. I want to try this out right away. No, you can't. But she is wearing something. So at some point, he did allow her to put on some type of clothing, because this is PG-13 and not R.
I guess she brought that. I guess she brought that with her. She
brought that with her. I don't know. He did That's say she travels light.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, her clothes probably altogether weigh 6 pounds, like an entire week's worth of clothes. Mm-hmm. She's wearing tiny children's shirts, tiny little jeans.
No one in the movies ever just sleeps in like a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. It's either full-blown pajamas or like basically lingerie.
And this is actually a fun scene because when you watch it, I feel like Stamp is creepy, but he's not creeping on her. It's more anger. He actually plays it as angry, and I like it. And again, I'm just like, so what is going on in this movie? Like, where are we going with this? I know where they were going with this, and I think it's implied. I think Stamper has a thing for Ambrose.
You think?
Their chemistry, it's shown, and I don't know if that was bad acting and bad editing that has created this, but he was playing it like he's in love with Ambrose.
I guess we need to find the script. Do we have the script for this to find out if it's anything in there?
Was there a script?
Do we? Oh, yes, there's a script.
Was there a script? That is a valid question for this movie, I think.
There is a script. I am scrolling through it right now, so continue talking.
I feel like Stampy has read the the evil overlords list on the internet and realizes that just Ambrose is starting to make mistakes. Like, you're in the middle of a 37 million pound caper and now you want to bring, you know, your ex-girlfriend into the mix. Like, this is just, it's just bad form. You're about to be really rich. You're going to have all this money. You can get whatever girlfriend you want. You can take care of that stuff later. Just now it's business time. We should be doing business, and this woman is a distraction.
And you have a 10-point plan. You don't change things on step 9.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if Point Break has taught me anything, it's like you don't break from what you're doing. If you go in and out of the bank in 90 seconds, you don't suddenly decide to go into the vault.
Exactly. Thank you.
Agreed.
But unfortunately for old Stamps here, turns out Ambrose.
We've given him so many nicknames.
Ambrose is not a man who likes to be second guessed.
No, as we'll find out in the next minute.
Is that the next minute?
Yeah. Oh, old Sean and Stampy.
The old Stamp Man. Stamposaurus.
I'm stuck in the horse race and I can't get out of it. Hold on a second.
That's like 40 pages on that in the script, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of horse race.
A lot of horse race.
I'm
kind of
hoping, so as I think was alluded to earlier, I've only seen the first half of this movie. I really hope in the second half, I will see the second half. I'm really pulling. I hope it turns out the Stamp Man is really in charge and Ambrose is the henchman.
I got to be honest, I'd love to help you, but my memory of this is mostly my disgust at the movie and a lot of motorcycles, slow motion, and Tom Cruise's hair flying in the wind.
So it's not a complete loss, is what you're saying.
No, all I know is I looked this up earlier just for fun. I have a account on flickchart.com where you can put all your movies in there you've watched. I've watched 2,312 movies, according to this, and Mission Impossible 2 is 2,306.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So, not exactly at the top.
No. Well, what's below it?
Oh, God.
What is less?
What is less? Hold on. It's going to take me a second to get over to that part. Because it usually, yeah, you can't, most people don't rank it by you usually don't rank it by hey, what are my worst movies?
What's your bottom 20?
Yeah, that's what I need. Okay, here.
It's got to be one of the, it's got to be bottom 20, right? Oh, it right?
is. It's like bottom six. All right, here we go. My worst movies.
What do I think's on there? Police Academy 5, Mission to Moscow.
That's ridiculous. There's no that's way Police six. Academy 5 be on there because I love Police Academy.
Police Academy 5 right, was so the Mission Miami.
I'll go down until I find Mission Impossible 2. It's only like 60. My number one worst movie is Jersey Shore Shark Attack.
Okay.
Exactly. Number two is Future War. Yeah. Number three is The Fantastic Four, the one made by Roger Corman. Number four is Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Apparently, I really hated that movie.
Really? And then I'm on board with all of these so far.
Yes. Meet the Fockers. I had a real problem with.
Yep.
And then Daredevil. And then Mission Impossible 2. Right after that, I'll round out my bottom 10. Then Surveillance. And then They Saved Hitler's Brain. And then 50 Shades Freed, which I was forced to watch. So.
Wow.
Wow. I was preparing to be contrarian. I wanted to jump in on one of these and be like, oh, no, this is great. How can you say that? But I know you're right on all of those.
I mean, if you go a little bit further, like you start getting
any one of those,
you get like 20 or 30 deep. You start finding ones where you're like, well, I guess I was having a bad day with that one. No, these are bad movies or movies that, they're just terrible movies. I mean, I guess someone could try to defend Meet the Fockers.
I was like, maybe like some Ed Wood, like one of those, like so bad it's good. But no, I mean, even the Roger Corman one, that's like, you know, out of his. Right, well,
here, I'll give you one of those.
You know, his CV. That's
a little further down. I had Planet of Dinosaurs, which I honestly, if I redid this one, I think I'd put it higher because I really like that movie. I don't know why it's so low, but it's god awful.
No, that's fun. That's a fun awful.
You know, I think this day on the IMF Facebook group, we're going to have to just list just all of our worst. Yeah. Like some of like find something that we've talked about, like our worst movies, and then just discuss them. Because I have a feeling some people love World's End. I doubt it. But
there's two different kinds of worst movies I have on here. There's like Fantastic Four, Jersey Shore, Shark Attack. They're bad because they're terrible movies through and through. Like, they just stink from beginning to end. Stuff like Pirates of the Caribbean and Meet the Fockers are on here because they have good cast, they had money, and they still manage to stink. That's why they get down there.
Yeah. Well, that's what this movie is. Yeah. It is a well-funded.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't say that this is a badly made movie. I mean, I've seen movies that look like they were shot by somebody who has no eyes and edited by somebody who doesn't know how to edit.
I mean, stylistically, yeah, I could say it's competently.
And this is better than most of the Transformers films, to me at least.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, they're not even ranked because I haven't seen any of that garbage except for the first one.
Well, then there you go.
Nostalgia alone probably kept it from getting quite this low.
Jeff, just let me tell you, they're just like Fast and Furious. They just keep getting better and better the more you watch.
All I know is I tried to watch like 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It's too much CGI for me. I guess I'm just too old. I don't know how else to put it. Too old to begin a new franchise.
Too old.
I checked through the catacombs of the script. And this scene, the creepy scene, guys, was not in the shooting script at all.
Oh, did they improv this, Jim?
Yep, it's all improv. All right, everybody, let's all get in here and get loose. Hey, everybody. Here we go. They go directly from Ethan looking out the window or looking out at the sun. And they fade into Naya's face, and she's in bed with him. So it's implied that they've had sex, but there's no dress There's no grabbing of the arm. There's no, you don't need to worry about putting on those clothes right now because we're going to have sex moment.
Interesting.
In the script. And he says, damn, you're beautiful. And then it goes, and then it shows, and then it's her lying in bed, and then it fades out and comes back up with him reading the Hong Kong Times, with Ambrose reading the Hong Kong Times in the creepo massage house. So, congratulations. He wrote it. They wrote it on the day.
Yay, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Was there a writer strike or something? Because...
It's the opposite of a writer's strike. They just let the actors. That makes it me even more disgusted. That I assume that's just Doug Ray Scott coming up with his own stuff.
He was just riffing.
So bad. He's just riffing. Hey, hey Naya, when you get in here, look, Doug Ray's kind of a method actor, so just kind of go along with whatever he does. She's like, I'm sorry, the script says I go to bed and look up whimsical or bemused. Thinking about Ethan. It doesn't say any of this happens. I wonder what she thinks about this movie. I've never really seen interviews with her talking about this part of it. Like, no one's ever said, hey, I know you're in Mission Impossible 2, and they treat you like crap. Comments? Robert Towne, super creep? I wonder if they have because she was best friends with Nicole Kidman, so I wonder if she and Tom Cruise even have a working relationship now anyway, so... Probably not. He kind of slash and burns that kind of stuff.
No, you know, there was a reason that she wasn't in Mission Impossible 3 when originally she was supposed to be.
This is a great place, after talking about movies we don't like, to talk about something we do like, and that's the tech that is in the episode. So here we go, into the tech of the ep.
It's the tech of the ep.
We are here. Tech of the episode. Let's figure out what tech this episode has some fun stuff. So let's start with Sean. Sean, you're going to go first, my friend.
I'm going to say a sliding wall. I love walls that slide like that. I'm going to go with the
I'm going to say door. Sliding wall.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sliding wall.
It is cool. You could never have this if you had children.
No. Or pets.
It's a,
yeah.
Or if you have an inner ear problem, basically, because if you lean up against it, you'll just fall through it. I've seen enough ninja movies to know you just go right through them. I wonder when they decide with these kind of doors where to stop the door. Like, where do they decide to put wood? Like, how tissue papery do you make your house? Like, where does it stop on the outside? These are kind of things that worry me. Like, how windy is that house?
Right.
I know, like, is it cool? They're on an island. It's made of paper. Just wondering.
Well, if it rains,
I don't hear the wind right
now. Will this house just dissolve?
It does. Stamp, I want you to get me a house. It's the perfect getaway. If it rains, it'll just melt.
But it's recyclable. There you go. You
just recycle. The whole house is made of resin. And all those chairs are like those, one of those Nintendo boxes that you can like put around your Nintendo to like make cool little inventions. What are those called? Ninventions. Oh,
I know what you're talking about. A Labo.
All those chairs are made out of that.
That cardboard Labo stuff?
Yes, Labos. Thank you, Discord chat. They're Labos. That's what everything's Labo. Made out of here.
Want to get fancy with it?
This house is completely disposable. Yeah. Just like the script. You said, all right, what about you, Jeff? 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 Jeff. Oh, I think we're in a weird place. Yeah. Everyone's yelling 32 megabyte sound card. Is that what you said? Jeff, did you say 32 megabyte sound card?
What else is there to say? I mean, I could make something up and say the seashell, but I feel like then I'm just being a contrarian for no reason. It's the only tech in this minute.
No, you've done well. I mean, sometimes you could pick something on the desk, but we're going with, yeah, I agree with you. It's the 32 megabytes SD card.
It's a Nautilus. It's the only Jeff. It's not a seashell.
It's a Nautilus.
I believe it's a marine gastropod mollusk, you bastard.
These are the kind of arguments that I expect on this podcast. It's a conch. Shut up.
Just don't give it to Piggy.
Well, we'll when this minute comes up, we can all argue about what we think it is. Chris, what about you? What did you say? Chris,
no, you haven't picked you me at all yet.
I'm trying to forget.
I kind of get lost when there's okay, like, you know, like this. Mine's the camera.
What shell do you like?
The camera.
What shell?
I'm with a camera. That massive camera that they're using to take pictures.
Oh, I love those cameras. Every time that camera comes into the movie, it becomes tech of the app because it's so big and bulky.
It's like ridiculous.
It's big and bulky. It has a 32 gig hard memory thing on it that can hold 7 photos. Well, good. Let's wrap this one up then. You guys did it. You guys got through the Thursday show with our Discord, which is actually becoming much nicer. Someone left that has made this better, except for just right then, like 2 minutes ago. Jeff, Sean, thank you so much for being on today. This was a fun episode. We got to talk about a lot of movies that we don't like. Hopefully, at some point, this movie will become a movie that I like. That's what I'm hoping.
I hope so. You still got, like, it's had some fun episodes to go.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of fun stuff in it, but it hasn't been as fun yet as the original one was. I mean, that's not saying much. That's hard to. The original Mission Impossible is a great movie, so this one has a lot to live up to, and hopefully the ones after that will be able to get to stuff faster. So we're learning as we go. But why don't you all join us tomorrow, and we'll go over minute 45, the last minute of the week, on a Friday episode. You can find us on the Impossible Minute Force on Facebook and at MinuteImpossible.com and on any of your podcatchers. Go rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends about us. We'd love to talk to you. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Sean.
I have been Jeff.
This minute, we'll self-destruct.
See you next time.